Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer on spiritual warfare together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Spiritual Warfare Prayer Against the Strategies of the Enemy by Kelly Ballari. We demolish arguments and every pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. I saw it clear as day, a cockroach climbing up the wall. All my insides wanted to scream out with horror and disgust. Did I not keep the house clean enough? Are these critters all over the house? Do I have an infestation problem? It took everything in me not to stand up and handle things. The only reason I didn't is because my husband was sharing his heart. I didn't have it in me to interrupt him mid-sentence during our morning Bible study. What he was saying was very important to him. But finally, I couldn't contain it any longer. I'm getting a paper towel. You have to get that thing behind your head, I pointed and told him. My husband tried to grab it, but it scurried away. We pulled out all the furniture. I got a vacuum. What was our morning devotion turned into complete commotion. My husband, being the wise man he is, turned, stopped cleaning, and said to me, Kelly, isn't this exactly how the devil does it? He distracts us from godly affection through incoming distraction. My husband was right. Dear friends, it is a fight for the devotion of our mind. We either stay with God and demolish demonic strategies being set up against us, or we fall to fear, worry, and anxiety that leads us away from God. We choose our own adventure. Devotion or distraction? Affection for the one true God or demoralization due to circumstances? Communion or division from our Lord? Truly, this daily walk includes an immense battle against our minds. But we must remember, we never win the mental war that we refuse to fight. What do we do when we feel distracted, demotivated, disengaged from God, detoured? Here are three biblical strategies. Number one, we take every thought captive. To go through life without noticing what we are thinking is to let what we are thinking drive our life. The only way to begin to battle is to identify the enemy. When we think about what we are thinking about, we begin to recognize what is not truth, what may be our flesh, or what is clearly a thought from the enemy of our soul. Number two, we make and take every thought and bring it in obedience to Christ. What does God have to say about it? Is what we should ask ourselves. Would God's word agree with our line of thought, or would it disagree? Is our thought life filled with faith, hope, and love, or is it partnering with the enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy? Number three, we demolish every argument. To demolish means to destroy. We don't hang around that thought again. We annihilate it by the power of the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, as we wear the belt of truth. Feelings are not our maker. God is. God is the maker and creator of all truth. Only when we bring our problems and circumstances under His word do our feelings come into submission and the reality of our problems take right size. Take heart. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that my problems are not my maker. I thank you that I am not a servant to the hardships of life, nor the problems of the day. They are not ruling over my emotions, nor my outlooks today. I thank you that I am an overcomer through Christ Jesus. Today, Father, I bring you my problems and circumstances. I give them to you. I ask that you handle what seems impossible, that you resurrect what looks dead, and that you restore relationships that feel broken. I thank you that resurrection life power is real and that you can do all things. I trust you. I submit to you. Give me fresh grace, thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to hope the best and to believe the best going forward. In Jesus's mighty name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.